This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all just stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always, I mean that sincerely. I really do enjoy. Well, it's kind of hard if I was sitting here talking to myself. It'd be kind of boring, right? So I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know what? Do get involved in the conversation. Well, you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And I won't, unless you get extremely stupid or mean or whatever, belligerent, I'm not gonna talk about you. I'm not gonna give your name out over the air. If you've got a good point to make, there's a dozen ways you can do it. You can head over to the website, therealside.com. There's a live chat room. You can watch live, listen live. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there. Or what you can do is go on to Facebook, right? Facebook's got a live feed there. You can, I call it a chat room, but I guess it's a live feed. So there's another way you can get involved in the conversation, get involved with the show. And I really do appreciate your time. I know there's a gazillion other things you could do, but you've chosen to listen, and I'm going to do my best to make sure I keep you, I won't say entertained, because, you know, I'm not good with the entertainment thing. But my goal with the show is to keep you guys thinking. I want you to think about what it is you believe and why you believe what you believe. Question everything, right? I mean, seriously, if you're churchgoers, just because your pastor says it doesn't make it true. All right? Seriously, if you're a big party person, I'm talking about, Republican, Democrat, not out on Friday and Saturday nights. That's all I'm talking about. Anyway, don't spew the party line. I will have a ball with you. If you call or send me an email and you're just spewing the party line, yes, I will have a field day with you. Because that stuff just goes through me like a red hot rod. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so I saw this, and immediately my antennae went up. Because I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, this is nuts. I can't bring a teacher can't have a Bible in school, can't reference scripture, even if a student asks, where did you get that? They're not supposed to tell them that it's a biblical term. We have a school district that has canned the Christmas, what was that thing, like Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, because of one line in it, actually one word of one line, but one line as a whole. Where little Tim says, God bless us, everyone. It's just so bad. Think of all the damage that does to a young child. Just sick. This is more than sick. So, but now, we're going to at least entertain, I'm not me, but the students at the University of Maryland have released a list of 64 demands in their effort to make a campus more amenable to the marginalized student population, right? Because now, if you really look at these college campuses, what the precedents that these people are setting is going to come back to bite them. Because marginalized is going to be the white Christian male is going to be the marginalized person after a while here. We'll see how that goes over, right? Now, the project is known as Protect UMD, and it's a collaborative effort between 25 student organizations, that big deal, at the University of Maryland, including Students for Justice in Palestine, Bisexuals at Maryland, and the Black Student Union. Now, there are 64 demands across 8 subsets of students. Marginalized American Indian, Black... Okay. I'm not making these up. These are real. These are real groups, okay? Now, the marginalized... The American Indian group, I think, is hilarious. Because I, as a white guy, if I start talking about American Indians, I'm going to get slapped upside the head and told right away, they're called Native Americans, Joe. What's wrong with you? Don't you know what you're talking about? So we actually have a group at the college called American Indian. I don't know what this is. What's a Black Latinx? Latinx? I sent you a link. Then we have the LGBTQIA, as Xander Gibb would say, the LGBTQIA LMNOP. Then we have the Muslim, pro-Palestinian, undocumented, including scholarships for students of marginalized communities, a ban on Columbus Day. God. Let me see. A ban on Columbus Day, beginning every on-campus event with an acknowledgement that this is the indigenous land. Oh, my God. If you're sending your kid to the University of Maryland, you have mental issues. You have some real problems here. So they don't want to start every day off with the Pledge of Allegiance, okay, at a school being protected by American first, the American police, American first responders, and if things really go sideways, by the American military. So when you say this is indigenous land, you want to pledge allegiance to the indigenous people and the indigenous land? I don't think... Do we have an emergency number for the indigenous community? I mean, we have 911 for the American people who want help. Do we have something for the indigenous people? Is there, do you do that with a smoke screen, or how does that work? Right? Set up smoke signals? I mean, seriously. This is like craziness gone sideways, people. I don't understand any of this. You know, I'm tempted one of these days. Some of you see me looking off to the left sometimes because that's the studio phone is off to my left. And I know that they're, what are they called? What do you call the phone trollers? What are they called? You know, the people that try to sell you something? I hang up on them most of the time. What do we call them? The solicitors. There you go. The telephone sluts. I know there's no other name for them, okay? I am so tempted one of these days to pick up the phone and just, you know, hi, you're on a recorded line. What do you want from me, right? I would love to do that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a minute.
Mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side radio show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital.
Couples and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
It's a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, text me, tweet. Listen, we can take a little break if you want to, but only so that you can go over to the website, therealside.com, or head over to Amazon. We have it on Amazon.com. Ramblings of a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy. Yeah, I'll go slower if you want. Ramblings of a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy. That's me. Okay, it's really that simple. It's all those things that people hate. Or the left hates, although I haven't figured out why yet. And as I said to somebody earlier today, you know what? This is our ninth year, all right? And in the ninth year doing the show, I get these emails from people. I'm told that I can't talk about female issues because I don't have female parts. I don't have a uterus. That I can't talk about black issues because I'm not black. I'm not Hispanic, so stay away from the Hispanic issues. Although the the feminine group, the hardcore lefties, the hardcore socialists, have no problem, female socialists, I want to say with the female stuff, okay, telling me how to be a male, telling me how to act, telling me what being a real man is about. I don't get it. So you get to do it because you're on the left. That fixes everything, right? But when you're on the right, it's a whole different story. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can find it at Amazon. If you want a copy signed by me, I don't drive to Amazon every day and sign these things. So if you want a signed copy, you got to get it from my website, therealside.com. Otherwise, if you don't care about the signature, and you won't break my heart. Buy the book. You won't break my heart. Seriously. You can buy it from Amazon again. You'll probably get it faster. And you can also get, what's that other thing? The Kindle is up there on Amazon as well. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending on the air with me, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Back to prayer rooms for all. No, not for all. I'm sorry. For the Muslim kids. Because prayer rooms for all somehow wouldn't work out. But I love this one. So there were 64 demands set forth by a group at the University of Maryland. And among, you know, they want to make sure that all the marginalized students, although I don't know how they come up with marginalized. And the one I love the most, though, is they want to start off every morning with an acknowledgement that this is indigenous land, which means that you educators at the lower level have sucked at your job. You have done a terrible job with these particular kids. Explaining to them how the land was, you know, really? Seriously. So all the land in this country was just taken. Is that what you're saying? And where do you think some of the land you're on, where do you think they got it? Like, if we give Texas back to the Mexicans, are they going to go find some, what, Amazons or Mayan? Whatever, you know, you have to, and then eventually, whether you believe it or not, you've got to give it all back to God, right? I mean, seriously. How stupid do you want to get? Right? They want to ban on Columbus Day. Yeah, please, let's do that. You know, it's terrible. African-American professors all get tenure no matter what. No matter how dumb they are, no matter how stupid they are, no matter how bad they are, they've got to get tenure. That preferred pronouns are included on rosters. And that the queer diversity training is required. See, I'm sorry, some of you live here and love this place. I'm pretty much not so much there anymore. We should take them all, move them to California. Really, just sweep the country with this like big freaktoid rake and sweep them all to the west. Okay? And then that way they can all be in one state and they can have all these things that they want. They can have all of this. Right? We'll leave them alone. If they all agree just to move to California, they can have it all. We'll just leave them alone. Okay? Because I'm telling you, within 15 or 20 years, there'll be nothing left. There'll be nothing here for them anymore. And they can do all the diversity training they want to do. They can have prayer rooms for everybody but Christians. They can have they can have all the programs they want for the LGBTQIA LMNLPs, right? They can do it all. They can have as many undocumented as they want, as many refugees as they want. They won't have to worry about the drag of the veterans, because they'll all go to states that really do care about them. Really, seriously. Right, so while you're teaching all the kids in your colleges and in the public schools all about social issues and being a social warrior and how important it is to use the proper pronoun, we'll be teaching math and science and history for real in the other states. Okay, and so instead of the United States being like 47th in science across the world, we may get back up to the top 10. And California can be, like, you know, 121st in math and science in the rest of the world. But they'll be first in social warrior justice studies. It's good to be first in something. Muslim students also want one room in each major building designated for prayer. Because, you know, we have so many extra rooms, this should be easy. We don't want them to walk too far. And shuttle services to the local mosque for Muslim students to have access to a place of worship. Among the pro-Palestinian demands, students want the administration to condemn the conflation of the pro-Palestinian activism with anti-Semitism. So we're going to fight one hate in their mind with another hate. I'm glad you spent all that money. Spent all money sending your kids to school. Claiming that pro-Palestinians do not reject human rights of any group of people, which is a joke. Now, no Jewish student organizations have signed on to the list. They probably wouldn't be allowed on. Demand number 53 calls for the university to actively encourage students to learn about the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. You know what it's for? Jews. Any company that has Jewish origins will not, they won't do business with them. Yeah. That sounds inclusive, doesn't it? See, it's all inclusive unless we're talking about Jewish people or white Christian men. At which time it becomes less inclusive. I love this stuff. I'm sorry, guys. I love this stuff. You couldn't find 15 years ago, you couldn't find somebody, 20 years ago, you couldn't find somebody to write this. If they were writing this as a sitcom, they'd go, okay, so we're going to have the pro-Palestinian on campus. We're going to have, nobody's going to buy this. This sitcom will never fly. They'd rip up the paper and throw it away. That would be the end of the writing, right? They'd move on to something else. The pro-Palestinian demands are incompatible with the beliefs of the Jewish student organizations on campus, leading the student groups, Terps for Israel, the Jewish Student Union, and J Street U to abstain from the project. Students for Justice in Palestine declined to answer questions, as did every other organization that was contacted by Campus Reform. So they're so open. They're so honest. They so much want things to happen that they're not willing to answer any questions. Because you might make them sound stupid. Not really. They are stupid. This is moronic. We'll finish up quickly on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance. Feel freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Big Dave for PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com. Want to know what's really cool? Your charitable tax-deductible donation every time you play. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com, the feel-good gateway to fun and prizes. Play free. Learn our system. Get 50,000 free chips and play for prizes. Play for scholarships that benefit Caribbean students. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com. Take it from Big Dave. A win for you is a donation to Caribbean education. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Offer
offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law.
Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always, I had to swallow. Some of you saw that. I was eating a banana. I had to swallow. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in a chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please be part of the conversation. Seriously. If you're on Facebook, head over there, and they do the conversing thing with the live feed over there and that kind of stuff. Or you can head over to my website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot happening there as well. And again, you can comment. You want to send me a comment? You don't want to say anything in the chat room? You got something. As long as you're not being stupid or nasty, I'm more than happy to get involved. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Again, a pleasure. A pleasure to be with you tonight. All right, so I the reason this irritates me so much is I deal a lot with Christian issues on public schools. And we legally have a right to do some of the things we're asking for, but there's so much trouble. So much trouble. I mean, kids that are told that they can't read their Bibles during what they have. A lot of schools have this sustained reading period. Not a period, but, 15 minutes. It's called silent, sustained reading. You should be able to read anything you want to read. And kids are told on a regular basis that they're not allowed to read the Bible, which is not true. It is against the law to keep a child from reading a Bible during a period like that. Look, they can read just about anything they want to read as long as they're not, bothering the class or what have you. Now, if we've got one or two people in the class that go into epileptic fits when they see the words Holy Bible on a book, then they need help. They don't need to tell the kid with the Bible to put it down. They need to take those two kids out for psychiatric or physical care. It's really that simple. And then now with this, 64 demands. One of them is a prayer room and then a shuttle. Sure, I want the same thing. Okay? As a Catholic, not that I'm a Catholic, but Catholic, so they have Ash Wednesday. They have all these holidays that fall during Monday through Friday, so we'll be doing the same thing for them, right? We'll be providing shuttles back and forth to the local church, right? No problem there? Just nuts. And then I love the whole pro-Palestinian demands, because the Palestinians have never done anything wrong. They've always been for equal rights for women and people of all walks of life. I'm not doing a story tonight, but we've done the stories in the past. We send money to the Palestinians. Yes, the U.S. does. and it's for them to build schools and hospitals. Can anybody send me pictures of brand new schools and hospitals that the Palestinians have built in the last 5 years? You can't. Because the money goes into weapons. The money goes into other things. Why we're still sending the money, I don't know. And this is where I hope that Trump unilaterally stops doing this stuff. If he can find a way to stop sending the money on issues like this, he should do it. Right? I'll tell you what we'll do with you. You build the hospital, you build the school, and show it that it's show us it's functioning, and then we'll give you the money. How's that? But then these cowards, these young snowflakes, you know, they think they're warriors. They're making all these demands. Somebody asks them a question, they go book. They take off in the opposite direction. Little fragility, these little kids, right? One person says, I think these demands are ridiculously easy to accomplish, said Muslim Student Associate member Khalid Nissian. He says, we commend the students for their passionate advocacy for the coming together in solidarity on these issues. A university spokesman told Campus Reform that President Low has convened a group of his staff to thoroughly review the list of demands and make recommendations accordingly. I don't know what college did it a few weeks back when the students made demands of the college and they went in. And I don't think the ink was dry on the paper. When the college administration, or the college president actually said, leave. We're not doing this. Right? Just get out of here, because we're not doing any of these. These are crazy demands. We're not doing any of these. And we actually need more of that. Now, you know I've had an issue with this. I do these stories on a regular basis. And I'm amazed at how much time the administrations, not me, but the administrations don't give to these issues. Texas has now got 56 cases that they're looking into of inappropriate student-teacher relationships. Now, when I first saw the title, I'm like, big whoop. This is probably, you know, over the last 10 years, 50 or whatever, you know, they're sitting down going, hey, why is there an increase? I've said the same thing. Maybe I wasn't paying attention before, but why all of a sudden is there such an increase in this? Right? Does it make sense? There seems to be an increase in the sexual escapades, how's that, of students and teachers. Now, I jokingly said, where were these teachers when I was in high school? We never read about it then. We never heard about it then. Maybe they just sheltered us from it. Maybe it's because we didn't have that interweb thing. I don't know. But in Austin, Texas, they're investigating more teachers for sexual relationships with students than ever before. And there's 56 new cases just in the last 3 months, people. The Texas Education Agency, the state agency tasked with education-related investigations, opened 56 cases involving inappropriate relationships. Now, that's from September 1st to November 30th. The boom follows an exponential increase in recent years, they said. According to the state figures, the Texas Education Agency has opened 141 investigations in the 2009-2010 fiscal year, which began September 1st, 2009, the annual increase over the next 5 years was about 9 cases until a jump of 34 cases occurred from 188 in 2014-15 to 222. I mean, come on, think about it. Relatively, you have, depending on the school district, we'll say most high schools, probably 1,000 kids. I'll use that for an average. So you got 1,000 kids, 1,200, 1,500 kids. 200 kids a year are having sex with their teachers. Now, I talk about the kids. What about the teachers in a school that size? There's only a couple hundred teachers to begin with. And maybe not even that many. In some cases, some of these schools, depending on the amount of kids in the class, there might be 60 or 70 teachers on campus. So some of these teachers are, having relations with multiple students. Why aren't any in jail? Why aren't we reading about that? Why aren't we reading about them taking them off in handcuffs? Among the 188 cases in fiscal year 2015, roughly 100 educators were arrested, officials said. Many of the cases in Texas have been both bizarre and disturbing. Earlier this month, 46-year-old Cigaroa High School teacher Laura Lozano, I'm not even going to do that. Because it almost sounds like a stage name, but anyway. Laura Lozano from Laredo was arrested after an officer responded to a suspicious vehicle along the road and allegedly found her inside nude from the waist down. The officer also alleged he found a naked 16-year-old student in her back seat after she claimed to be alone in the vehicle. Plano Senior High School algebra. That's great. Can you see the cop pulling up going, yeah, why is the blanket moving? Plano Senior High School algebra teacher Elena Ferguson, 23, was arrested days earlier for a sexual relationship with a 16-year-old student that allegedly started online and then led to sex in a local park. Oh, and a few times at her fiancé's apartment. Hey, honey, I know we're going to be married in June, but this hot little 16-year-old I'm going to bring over to the house a few times. You know what I'm saying? Ferguson also provided the teen with nude selfies and alcohol. That always works. But was forced to resign from her job. Oh, gee. Right, and call off her wedding plans. Why would you do that? It was a momentary lapse, right? Ferguson was released from jail on a $100,000 bond, but must wear an ankle monitor and refrain from using the internet while she awaits trial for sexual assault. Another young Texas teacher, 24-year-old Alexandria Vera. What is it? You know what it is? They can't find a good man. I guess the boys are abounding there or something. I'm not even going to go there. All right, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me, like I said. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, the... Man, it just gets crazier. See, I thought California had this wrapped up in package. Apparently not. This is running rampant everywhere. But look at the people around those college campuses must know this is going on. Where are the parents in all of this? Well, I would be outraged. I would be at the school slamming my head on somebody's desk, screaming, you know, what is this crap? They got a prayer room. I want a chapel. Right? I mean, at least one of the rooms dedicated to Christian prayer a couple of times a... Well, I'm not even selfish. I don't want it a couple of times a day. I'll teach my kids how to pray on the way to school, the way home, and during school if they want to. But, you know, for special occasions, well, then let us have a prayer service right there on campus. I mean, you people scream equality all the time. Do you really mean equality? Or do you just mean, my way is equality? Whatever I want to do is equal. Whatever I think is right is what makes it equal. Come on, think about it, right? Anyway, okay, got to get off of that. Back to sex with teachers. God. No, sir, this is nuts. But I tell you what, we've done enough stories around these that the left is accepting, not all the left, but the left is very accepting of this. Seriously, the left is very accepting. You know, these kind of things happen. You have young teachers. You have young kids. You know, it just happens. No, it doesn't just... In my world, things don't just happen. They happen for a reason. You left out something. You forgot to do something. You didn't do something. There's more to it. So the 24-year-old Alexandria, I did this one, but man, this is just... All right, she... Oh, my God. She's awaiting sentencing after she pleaded guilty to sexual relations with a 13-year-old. My God, 13! Well, I guess they start young. Stouffville Middle School, Vera faces up to 30 years in prison for aggravated sexual assault on a child, though a recent plea deal means that she's eligible for deferred adjudication, which could wipe the felony from her record if she successfully completes probation. Look, if you're 30... I mean, I'm sorry. If you're 24 having sex with a 13-year-old, you need a lot of help. And here's the problem with that. If they wipe that off for her record, she can go teach somewhere else. She gets to go shoot fish in a barrel again. Vera met her victim during summer school in 2015. She had sex with him every single day for 9 months. Let me repeat. The kid was 13. Well, I don't know if he was 12, but at 13, he had sex with her every single day. The boy's parents allegedly knew about the relationship, and they accepted it, allowing him to stay over at his teacher's apartment for romps. Vera told police that she became pregnant with the eighth grader's child, and his family was supportive, but she later had an abortion when the Child Protective Services launched an investigation into the relationship. You see how twisted these people are? I mean, the parents were okay with their 13-year-old having a relationship with a 24-year-old teacher? And then when she gets pregnant, they're okay with that too? They all need help. They all need psychiatric care. This is why we're in the world of hurt we're in this country. There are no more absolutes. Look. Go get my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. These stories, these kind of things are in there. And they're in there for a reason. Man, you cannot make this stuff up. These are the kind of stories that, I'm telling you, writers of movies would say, nobody's going to buy this. 13 years old. And I don't know what this is going to do to that kid. Maybe nothing. Maybe it'll mean absolutely nothing for him because the abortion didn't much mean anything. He didn't really understand what... I don't know. And maybe everything. So where's Child Protective Services with the parents then? They have no responsibility here at all? Now it says that the student, now 14, has been removed from his home and placed in foster care. Now the Texas Education Agency is highlighting... The startling statistics involving educator sexual misconduct, as it wants $400,000 more to hire two investigators. God, they need to hire, the story says that they need to hire two more investigators and one more administrator just to keep up with the caseload. Apparently, you know, sexual assault of minors by female teachers runs rampant there in Texas. At the end of the last fiscal year, the agency employed seven investigators to handle over 1,100 open cases. Over 200 of them specifically for inappropriate relationships, student to teacher. What a sick, twisted community we are. What a sick, twisted group of people we are now. I mean, anybody disagree with that? Right? Anybody? Oh, my God. I don't know. Now, this one I haven't checked out yet, but I'm going to have, let's see if I can have some quick, I only got a couple minutes left anyhow, so we'll see if we can have some fun with this one. Santa was kicked out of elementary school. Santa was kicked. Now, hopefully it's not for religious reasons, right? And that would be the first thing you're saying? Or you'd be saying to yourself? Because, again, I'm still trying to find out from people where Santa is in the Bible. Maybe it's some kind of like Da Vinci Code thing. You got to kind of put his name together. I have to go through all the books or something. I don't know. Students at Greenfield Elementary School and their parents learned a valuable lesson about their local teachers' union and its priorities during a recent visit from Santa. Volunteer firefighters from the local fire department have brought Santa to visit with the kids at Greenfield Elementary for more than half a century. So this is a tradition they've been doing for 50 years. But that tradition came to an abrupt end when the visit conflicted with the teachers' union, Work to Rule. Protesters that's been ongoing since December 5th said that we just teach, Union President Sally Capstick said of the union protests. So that eliminates things like parties and visits from Santa. It eliminates people going in to read. It eliminates a whole lot of other things. So apparently while they're striking, the kids aren't taught or they can't be taught. Glad to see it's for the kids. The fire department, local fire department chief Raymond Exel said he was very disappointed when his crew showed up at the school around 9 o'clock on Monday for the annual Santa visit and was turned away after only 20 minutes. He said, "We don't take sides," he said. "We understand that they have negotiations going on. They have reasons for what they're doing, but it's just a shame that the kids are the ones that have to sign." He's right. I mean, really, seriously, they couldn't put aside their differences for 20 minutes, an hour, for Santa to visit and have some fun with those kids? Couldn't do it, huh? That cold. But it's for the kids. See, they want to be paid more, or they want to be paid better so they can teach better, so they can make sure they have what they need for the kids. So it's fair all the way around, but let's keep Santa out. The Eskel said that Santa and his helpers made it through about six classrooms before they were booted from the building. He said, "We've been doing this for as long as the fire department has been running," he said. "It's about building relationships. It makes it, you know, it just makes it a lot easier to talk to the children when they see us in a different light. And they see us, you know, again, the only time you see a fireman or a cop is when you're doing something wrong in most cases, right? Or when something is wrong. So why not? Why not encourage the kids?" Irritating as heck. That's all I got to say. Just, not even noteworthy, not worthy. How's that? And nobody knew, nobody understood. I bet you this was just a joke, right? Work to Rule? There's a Work to Rule that he said he'd never heard before. And he's part of a union. They never heard it before. So in a post to Facebook, the volunteer fire department wrote that Exel had been in contact with the relevant officials regarding today's brief Santa visit and encouraged families to contact the school board with their thoughts about the episode. The local news source attempted to contact the school officials to discuss the incident, but somehow the phone just kept ringing busy. Who would have thought the parents would get that upset about you throwing Santa out? You know, I got news for you. You unions, you know, if you'd soften up a little bit, you know how many brownie points you might have scored by putting it down for a minute and allowing Santa to be there? Instead, you're known as the people who threw Santa Claus out of school. I love it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. A lot coming up in the next hour. If you're on Facebook, you got to restart at the top of the hour. I don't know what to tell you. Their rule, not mine. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Real Side.